WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. One person was hit by gunfire during a disturbance Monday afternoon in West Bryan. Bryan police report the incident was a home in the 2100 block of Gatto Lane. That's south of Villa Maria and west of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Preliminary information indicates an undisclosed number of people drove there as part of an ongoing dispute. The person who was hit was found by College Station police and refused medical treatment. Those who were at the residence were questioned by Bryan police. No arrests were made as of Monday afternoon, and the investigation continues. The nature of the dispute was not announced. College Station police are investigating five vehicle burglaries at three homes between Southwest Parkway and Lemon Tree Park. The burglaries were reported between 10 and 11 Monday morning. Tonight's Bryan City Council meeting takes up new regulations for mobile food vehicles and proposing rate increases for the few residential customers who use the most water. The council considers first round approval of new rules for food trucks in Bryan. There will be a few differences compared to College Station. In both cities, mobile operators have to be at least 100 feet from a restaurant. In Bryan, the restaurant owner can give permission for a truck to be closer. In Bryan, trucks could operate 8 hours a day compared to 5 in College Station. The council takes up a new water rate structure that would affect residential customers who use more than 30,000 gallons a month. That's about 4,000 of the 20,000 residential users. For those customers, it would be the first increase in 7 years, and it would not start until October 1st after the heat of the summer and peak consumption. A staff study estimates 14 homeowners will pay an additional $50 a month and one who will pay $150 more per month. 7 Union Pacific train cars and 1 tanker left the track Monday morning south of Navasota near the Highway 6 rail overpass, completely shutting down the highway for 6 hours. Since then, all southbound lanes and 1 northbound lane have reopened. TxDOT's Bobby Colwell says the outside northbound lane was damaged and further investigation is needed to assess its integrity. Grimes County officials say cleanup of the leaking tanker containing diethanolamine continues. Texas roads are going to need between $4 and $5 billion a year to keep from crumbling, more to keep from crumbling. TSN's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox says state lawmakers are trying to find more ways to raise that money.
Step one, passing Proposition 1 on the November ballot. It would divert $1.3 billion from oil and gas taxes to TxDOT.
If that doesn't pass, then the gap gets bigger. It is somewhere in between that $4 billion and that $7-plus billion.
Now the state Senate is discussing what it can do to close the gap.
But we're not there because we don't have that money. So tolls are going to be part of the tools in the toolbox.
Transportation Committee member, State Senator Donna Campbell. Another option, the gas tax, which hasn't been adjusted since 1991. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 7:10. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Every year, the Brazos Valley votes to select who they think is the absolute best in the Brazos. The voting is now open and waiting for you to cast your vote. Last year, 15,000 voters cast nearly 300,000 votes for their favorites in food, fun, and services. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at any of these sponsor locations. Trisha Barksdale, Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center, Remax Bryan College Station, and Schulte Roofing. It's the best that money can't buy, the best of the Brazos. Voting ends July 6th, so cast your vote today.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling 8-8 service. That's overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. You get home, the unit's not working. give them a call. They'll get somebody out there that day. 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
Clouds today. Could see some showers and storms. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 70 to 75. Intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow with the threat of a shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon and evening. Breezy tomorrow, 90. Tomorrow night, it'll become partly cloudy with lows of 70 to 75. On Thursday, we'll have some sun. It'll be breezy, and there could be a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will be up close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports, where ESPN has given A&M the Thanksgiving game on ESPN. Virginia and Vandy square off in the College World Series and World Cup action, with Brazil, Mexico, and Croatia also lining up to play soccer yesterday. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
Well, I think we're pretty sure it's going to be on Thanksgiving. It's going to be evening, huh?
Yes, sir.
6:30 kickoff, something like that?
Yes, sir.
There you go. So, pretty good ratings here for the footy ball. 18 million people watched the U.S.-Portugal game.
Oh, see, I had 24.
No, well, that's, I don't know. That's what this thing says. Oh, that's it. It's another 6 million on Univision. So, that's how you get your 24. Right,
and then another 400,000 online.
Okay. And
whoa.
So there you go. That's it's the most watched soccer match ever in the U.S., surpassing the 18 million that watched the Women's World Cup final versus China. Who can forget that?
I watched that game. Be nice.
I'm sure you did. That's fine. There's a lot more than 11 million viewers out there who watched the U.S. match with Ghana. No reason to think that Thursday's match with Germany will be any different.
Oh, it'll be interesting to see what this city's like, judging by the crowds that I saw, because it's an 11 o'clock kick.
It was quite packed.
Where'd you go?
Corner Bar.
Okay.
Northgate District.
There you go. Traffic in North Yorkshire, England, halted because of the World Cup. No, it wasn't. It was halted for 4 hours because of mashed potatoes. Police say that a truck spilled a load of instant mashed potatoes all over the road. The taters swelled up, causing dangerous conditions on the road, making them slippery like an ice rink. As one witness described it, it was like a sea of white. Emergency crews used plows and hoses and chemicals to clean the spill, and the road was eventually reopened after 6 hours.
And chives and butter.
I'm going to take me some of these potatoes home with me.
Because I'm sure there are a bunch of people in England who talk just like that. They were all there with their little bowls.
Right then, it was mashed potatoes.
Yeah. So speaking of butter, are you having your coffee there this morning?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going quite well.
How do you take that coffee?
Not with butter.
Have you heard about this?
Yes. Executive coffee or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I want to think about this now. Okay. You know, you put cream in your coffee, maybe.
Nope.
Okay. Now, there's some people who put real cream, and then others who put chemicals. I don't even know what that stuff is. Do you have any idea what that stuff even is?
I know it's flammable, the dry stuff.
Well, that's the dust.
Flammable.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I was just kind of thinking about the liquid one.
Yeah, I know that.
And
non-dairy creamer.
Yeah, that's it.
What are you creaming?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing I'm thinking is, you know, again, it's chemicals, and until they add the white color, there's no telling what it looks like. But here's the deal: we're talking unsalted butter. Mm-hmm. Okay. Unsalted butter. Adding a tablespoon of grass-fed unsalted butter, and then whipping it up to your frothy latte-like beverage. Because apparently everybody's doing this.
I've heard it.
Butter coffee, one of the latest Java trends by a certain niche of coffee lovers and dieters.
Those paleo jerks.
Very nice. The most common of which follow the paleo diet. Uh-huh. Right. And according to, so what, you eat nuts and twigs and drink coffee with butter? Is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much.
You pick up a twig off the ground and chew that.
Yes, and then you stir it with bacon.
And then you get some yeah. grape nuts flakes and put that into your organic yogurt. Anyway, according to Allison Nichols, who is a holistic health and nutrition counselor.
Of course she is.
And she's the founder of Frisky Lemon Nutrition. The type of butter that you add does matter. It's not just any butter for your coffee. It is high quality, grass fed butter that has the most nutrients. So in other words, I can't believe it's not butter in there. You imagine the emollients that would float to the top there. You have to skim that off. Wow.
The sheen.
Anyway,
oh, look, a rainbow.
Yeah. I see it as a supplement to a healthy lifestyle that is based on high-quality fats and getting fat-soluble vitamins, she says. Butter coffee is delicious.
There are people who swear by it. I'll probably try it once. I'm just afraid to make it myself.
Well, what does that mean? Why wouldn't you want to try it in the privacy of your own home?
Well, I mean,
because you don't want to do a spit take out there in public, do you?
Maybe I do.
Well, it could be. Anyway, so we'll see. Well, and so I guess if this catches on, then right there in the creamer section, we'll have coffee butter as well, right?
I don't know that you can go the other direction, though.
What do you mean?
Coffee-flavored butter?
No. Coffee butter. The butter to put
right.
into your coffee.
Right.
That's what I mean. I'm just saying. Oh, now, I don't know. Did you hear the story about how Starbucks was going to do this deal where if kids wanted to continue their education, I think through the online program at Arizona State University, that they would pick up the bill for that?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. What was that story? Is that last week?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. So I guess today's discussion about how the prices of coffee at Starbucks are going up has nothing to do with that,
nope.
Right? No. Coffee sellers are facing higher prices for Arabica beans.
Correct.
Because of the drought that's hurt the yields in Brazil. Plus, none of them are picking it because they're watching the World Cup. See how it all fits together? I'm just saying, your coffee's more expensive because of the World Cup, and if you're okay with that, then that's fine. Bloomberg News says that Starbucks price increases take effect today. Yeah, that's it.
Zero warning.
That's right. Because they thought you'd run off to someplace else and get reasonably priced coffee if you found out about it.
That's swill.
Yeah. Medium and large brewed coffees will increase about 10 cents to 15 cents in most of the Starbucks U.S. cafes, while small and large size lattes and mochas will be 15 cents to 20 cents more expensive in some of the outlets. Well, okay. Now, I don't know, but it sounds to me like medium and large coffee going up 10 cents and 15 cents, and meat and small and large lattes and mochas going up 15 to 20 cents. Don't they use less coffee in those?
One would think.
Maybe.
Yeah, so yeah. Why would the price go up more of something that uses
I'm
less coffee?
I'm feeling duped.
If you're never mind, I'm
no,
not going to say
fine. It. Whatever, that's if you want to do that. Plus, you know, most everybody has those little cards anyway.
If you're going to the coffee emporium and spending $10 for a cup of coffee, yeah.
Well,
you got far worse problems.
Well, okay, I'm not even 10. Let's go 325. Yeah. Let's go 450, whatever. Anyway, food and iced coffee frappuccino prices won't change for now.
You know, it was high coffee prices that encouraged the roasting of chicory to make.
Oh, well, of course, chicory's been around in the world of Louisiana for a long time.
I used to love it.
What was that sound?
I was moving my 24-ounce
can of
beverage. Yes.
Yeah, right, okay. But, you know, chicory what, you're saying?
No, just chicory. I used to enjoy that a lot.
Yeah. Well,
I think I burnt myself out on it.
Well, I understand. It's an acquired taste,
it is.
I think it is an acquired taste. Anyhow, so just know if you're going out there today, that coffee cup is going to be a lot more expensive, so now you need to drink it all. or the other thing you could do is just save the cup and fill it with cheaper coffee and nobody will know.
Hot water.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Sheriff's deputy in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, fired for taking his drunken friends on a joyride in his patrol car.
There you go.
Now, you know this has happened before. You know it has.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rodrigo Mello is the guy who got caught, 33 years old, drove his friends around and even let him use the car's loudspeaker to heckle Fort Lauderdale residents.
Hey.
Now, look, don't you think they had the cam running? I mean, doesn't the camera run all the time?
No, they can turn them off.
Oh,
at least
shoot.
Some of them they can turn
I
off.
I hate that. That'd be a lot more fun to watch on Cops in those chases where they take the shirtless guy and, you know, throw him to the ground. Anyway, witnesses reported one of the friends even shouted inappropriate things over the speaker to pedestrians. Imagine that. Specifically referring to females. Some of it was so vulgar that people called 911.
Whoa.
Rodrigo has been fired, and according to the sheriff's office spokesman, the agency is opposing any attempt for him to be reinstated. I could imagine. That's probably right. Okay, 722, kind of a serious deal here. A Honda, Mazda, and Nissan all use the same airbag manufacturer. Yesterday, they announced a recall of their cars using these airbags because the inflators can explode and send metal bits flying. Yeah. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said yesterday that the Toyota, BMW, Chrysler, and Ford also doing regional recalls for airbags for cars that have in the high humidity areas. That'd probably include us, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Not listed here, but it says Florida, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and Virgin Islands. Various airbag recalls from China's Takata company now total nearly 10 million vehicles worldwide since 08. They also make seat belts and steering wheels and other things. What, pieces of metal? We had a story about a guy got a piece of metal in his eye. Is that right? So that's not good. Oh, here you go. Some sparkling numbers for our president of the United States. The favorable measure? Well, what they did is they line up all the living presidents, okay? And in Gallup's favorable measure of living presidents, oh, let's see. Barack Obama comes in fifth, trailing all four living presidents. Yes, indeed. In first place was Bill Clinton. I don't get that. 64% to 34% favorable versus unfavorable. Then H.W. Bush at 63 to 31. And George W. Bush at 53 to 44. And even Jimmy Carter, 52 to 32.
Should line all four of them up and just say, miss us yet?
You like him?
It's the Polaris Summer Sales Event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Time to get a great deal on the world's best-selling off-road lineup with rebates up to $1,300, financing as low as 3.9%. Get $800 off a high-performance RZR S800. Its horsepower is awesome, and the suspension lets you ride comfortably all day. Great rebates and low financing at Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Acme Glass, been here since 1946, taking care of your glass needs when you need glass or when you want glass. And most of the time, it's because you need to get a piece of glass replaced, whether it's in your vehicle or at your home or your business. And Acme Glass understands that and responds that way. You know, if you can't give up your vehicle, Acme Glass can come and do an on-site installation to take care of it for you. If you need a piece of glass cut to a certain size or you want a straight edge bevel, Acme Glass can do that in downtown Bryan. If you have a project that you're working on, they'll help you with that. If you want to get a piece of glass installed in your home, they'll come out there, take care of it for you based on your schedule. And of course, in a business, quite often a replacement of glass has to be done in a timely manner. Acme Glass understands all that and been doing it again since 1946 with two locations, one in downtown Bryan and one across from the main entrance at A&M. They're open a half day on Saturday to help you with your project. So if you've seen a piece of glass someplace and you'd like to have that in your world, then let Acme Glass show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, not only in homes but in businesses. Acme Glass, downtown Bryan and in College Station.
Promote your business to Texas A&M students by registering for the 10th Annual Aggieland Market, a vendor fair where students, faculty, and staff learn about local businesses and the services they provide. Aggieland Market is a part of Gig'em Week, Aggieland's official week of welcome, and will be Friday, August 29th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sol Ross Plaza on the Texas A&M campus. Early bird registration ends July 7th. For more information, call 845-1741. Aggieland Market is brought to you by the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Gig'em Week, and News Talk 1620.
Here's the weather. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, voted best in the Brazos 12 straight years. That's Norma G Tractor. High today, probably about 91. We've got a 40% chance of showers. All the showers, though, are west of I-35 right now, but it could get here. 30% chance of rain tonight with a low of 74. Then tomorrow, 60% chance of rain. Might not make 90 degrees. And then we'll have a chance of showers actually all the way through the weekend, anywhere from 20 to 40%, depending on the situation, which just means going to be a lot of humidity out there, so some pop-up showers are possible. Right now, the humidity is 98%. Winds are calm, and we've got 74 degrees out there.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
6 months ago, the regime began planning how to transport tens of thousands of undocumented children from the border. January 29th application posted on Federal Business Opportunities, a website that advertises government contract openings. The Post says the government was preparing for the arrival of undocumented kids, and they sought vendors to handle transportation logistics. The document states Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has a mission-critical responsibility for accepting custody of unaccompanied alien children from U.S. Border Patrol and other federal agencies, and then transporting these juveniles to the Office of Refugee Resettlement Shelters located throughout the continental U.S. It says there will be approximately 65,000 of these unaccompanied alien children. A spokeswoman for ICE confirmed the posting was authentic but couldn't provide additional information in response to questions from the Blaze. She did promise to get back to them when more information becomes available, but don't hold your breath for that. Well, the children crossing the border from Mexico and Central America didn't just wake up one day and tell their parents so long and skip town. As many suspected, somebody in the regime had advanced knowledge that these undocumented children would be flooding the border illegally and would need transportation to secure facilities. Now, whoever that somebody in the regime is ought to tell Obama that this border flood was planned in advance, because when he finds out about this, can you imagine how mad he's going to be?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you have been blessed to own a piece of God's green earth, then you know the responsibility that comes with owning land. It's a big job, and my friends at Mahindra Tractors are here to help. Mahindra is putting a quality, reliable tractor within reach of America's landowners with the Dealer Days sale. Choose 0% financing for 84 months or up to $4,500 cash back, plus Mahindra's incredible 5-year warranty. Now, you already know about Mahindra leading the way with best-in-class performance. Now, they're the clear leader in value, too. Hurry into the Dealer Days sale. Become a better steward of your land with Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Bryan City Councilman Al Sines and Rafael Pena have two requests at tonight's meeting regarding the hotel occupancy tax in the downtown area. One is requiring the Downtown Bryan Association to go through the same screening process as other applicants seeking hot funds, including a review by a committee associated with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Currently, the Downtown Association negotiates with the council and city hall administrators. In the second request, Pena and Sines want the council, without a CVB recommendation, to give $25,000 in hotel tax money towards a Vietnam Veterans Memorial in front of the Claremont's Library. This would be in addition to the city already building the monument's concrete foundation. The Brazos Valley chapter of the Vietnam Veterans Association, which plans to hold at least two ceremonies each year, believes it will be a destination attraction. Tonight's agenda also takes up three more street projects. The $370,000 change order puts the price tag for this summer's road work to over $2 million. The additions include repaving Old Hearn Road from Texas to Wilhelm, something that wasn't scheduled until 2020, along with adding left turn lanes on Leonard Road at Harvey Mitchell and repaving the access road to the BTU's Dansby Power Plant between Bryan and Benchley, which will also benefit traffic going in and out of the new access pipe and tube plant. Ryan police responded Monday afternoon to the 2100 block of Gatto Lane for a disturbance with a weapon. Officers say the suspects drove to Gatto as part of an ongoing dispute. Shots were fired, and when the vehicle attempted to flee the area, it struck another vehicle. The occupants of the vehicle then fled on foot. One was located later in College Station by CSPD with minor injuries from a gunshot. The other suspects at the residence have been contacted by BPD. Police say no arrests have been made, but the responding officers continue their investigation. Cleanup continues after a tank containing diethanolamine spilled its contents when it derailed with seven other Union Pacific rail cars Monday morning after 6. UP officials say the chemical, which can be used to scrub hydrogen sulfide from natural gas, is considered hazardous, but it's been contained. Grimes County officials say no homes were in the immediate area when the spill occurred, and they did not order an evacuation. Traffic was almost back to normal by 5 Monday afternoon after Highway 6 was closed for most of the day, but the outside northbound lane remains closed pending further assessment of damage from the accident. Further down the line, a Houston-area police officer has been praised as a hero for dragging a woman off some railroad tracks just moments before a train rushes by. Richmond police say the actions of Officer Ramon Morales were videotaped by a camera in his patrol car. Morales was on patrol early Sunday when a person flagged him down to say a woman was sitting on some nearby train tracks. The video shows the railroad crossing arms lowering as Morales runs to the tracks, grabs the woman and drags her to safety, and then the train rolls by. The rescued woman was taken to a hospital for evaluation. State lawmakers will be discussing where they can come up with an additional $4 billion needed to keep Texas roads from getting worse. That's the latest estimate from Texas A&M's Transportation Institute. One option, according to Bill Hammond of the Texas Association of Business, is to increase fees.
We're talking about increasing registration fees by $50 a year. That's less than a dollar a week. Any business would be happy to pay that based on our board of directors. It voted unanimously to support that increase.
Prop 1 would divert $1.3 billion in oil and gas tax money to TxDOT. These figures are in addition to the current yearly TxDOT budget of $10 billion. Senator Ted Cruz and Attorney General Greg Abbott got a firsthand look at the temporary shelter at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio Monday.
Where some 1,200 mostly Central American children are being cared for after crossing the border. Abbott, the Republican candidate for governor, says the state is taking the lead to combat the stream of migrants by sending DPS troopers to the border and sending Washington the bill.
To pay for the ground operation that the state of Texas needs to deploy. To date, they have failed to do so. I'm proud that Senator Cruz has sent a letter in support of my request for this funding.
The so-called border surge is estimated to cost $1.3 million a week. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph. With their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Need equipment to make sure that your property's in top shape? Well, Sioux Falls Prater has the solutions for you. It's your home for John Deere equipment. Could be, let's just start with a lawn. Maybe you need a lawnmower, riding a mower to make that life a little bit easier as it gets warmer. Yeah, I know you really don't enjoy mowing, but this may make it a little more fun for you. And it's priced right at Sioux Falls Prater right now at $18.99. Maybe you like a zero-turn mower. Well, you know, they've got one of those too, the Z445. Check it out at $48.49 right now. 22 horsepower and a 48-inch cutting edge means that you're able to move through any size job pretty quickly. Maybe you need a tractor for your property. If that's the case, then remember that Sioux Falls Prater has John Deere subcompact tractors, compact tractors, and then utility tractors. One that's going to fit just exactly what you need. For instance, let's talk about the subcompact. They've got a 1023 subcompact tractor starting at $15,347. And right now at Sioux Falls Prater, you'll find 0% down, 0% interest for 72 months. That can be yours. You'll find all the specials, cptractor.com. And by the way, they have parts specials as well, and you can have those texted to you all the time. This is what you do. You enter JD Parts, the number 3. You text it to 95577, and you can get the specials that they have going on all the time, and they change each month at Sioux Falls Prater. Go to cptractor.com, find the location nearest you. John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
739, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Clouds today, could see some showers and storms. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 70 to 75. Intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow with the threat of a shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon and evening. Breezy tomorrow, 90. Tomorrow night, it'll become partly cloudy with lows of 70 to 75. On Thursday, we'll have some sun. It'll be breezy, and there could be a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will be up close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's what happens when you score 3 goals in 10 minutes. You start singing. That was a play-by-play guy for the Mexican national team as they beat Croatia. We'll have more World Cup stuff, also College World Series, and A&M scheduled a game on Thanksgiving Day with LSU. That one's going to be on ESPN. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports.
Technically Thanksgiving night, since it's 6:30, right? Just so people know. I mean, they need to plan their lives around that kind of stuff. So, how you party? Give those Cajuns an opportunity to have a 6:30 kickoff. See how that works out. It wouldn't matter. It'd be the same at 11 o'clock, but still, you know. Don't forget, they'll be on our campus. Just saying.
Our roads.
Students at the University of South Florida will soon be able to check out drones from the campus library.
There you
go.
Cool.
Purpose of the drone program is, of course, educational. The library staff believes that students studying everything from engineering to architecture to filmmaking will benefit from the ability to check out an eye in the sky. Guessing they're not building a new football stadium at the University of South Florida. So,
well, someone else was doing some educating in Seattle.
Oh?
With a drone.
How so?
A woman said she saw the drone peeping in her apartment window.
Okay.
Police were called to the downtown Seattle apartment complex Sunday morning when she spied an unmanned aerial vehicle hovering. Oh, man, stupid ads are pushing down my story.
Okay, there you go.
I hate advertising. Oh, no, no, advertising.
No, you don't. No, it pays your bills.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, it does, yeah. So, well, now, but this brings up a very, and by the way, the University of South Florida has about as many students as A&M. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, I didn't.
They've got about 45, 48,000 students. So, yeah, they're not a small school. It's just because they haven't heard much about their football team. All right, now, that brings up a very interesting question. And originally, before drones became, I don't know, so commonplace, the question was, could a person standing on a street take a picture into your house legally? And they can, because that's public property right there while they're on the street. So how about that airspace right there? See? I mean, is that, are they violating a law there?
That'll be something else you can negotiate for when you're buying a house. Mineral rights, airspace?
Yeah, no, probably not.
And they talk about that reasonable expectation of privacy. Yes. If you're on the ground level and your curtains are open,
yes,
then you don't, right, in some cases.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on the court.
But now this is something new and different.
But
here,
you're elevated.
Yes.
So you may actually have a reasonable expectation to privacy.
Certainly there could be people who don't have drapes or blinds on their second story again, if you, as long as you're not in a built up area. I mean,
yeah, I was going to say, because then if someone else is on the third floor,
sure. All right, anyhow. Oh. All right, so let's say if you just can't stomach the idea of waiting in line at McDonald's to get your food during like a lunch rush, okay? Then here you go. It's reportedly the McDonald's folks reportedly testing a secret order ahead and payment app. According to this report from the Business Insider, about 22 McDonald's locations in the Columbus, Georgia area, testing the new Order Ahead and mobile payment app. The McD ordering app allows customers to place an order by smartphone before arriving at the restaurant, and then upon arrival, the hungry patron scans a QR code located either at a curbside pickup or at the front door, at which time the credit or debit card linked to said account is charged. The phone then displays an order number, and the customer waits. Well, what? I thought the idea was to not have to wait.
That's what I was thinking, too, but it sure solves that whole $15 minimum wage problem, though, don't it?
I guess so. Does your smartphone tell you what time you should arrive? Do you get an answer back?
Well, and that's where they don't make it till you're there. That's what you just said.
Well, yeah. Well, they don't make the transaction. They don't complete the transaction.
So I would imagine they don't start cooking it until you.
Huh.
It's fast food. Well, they already cook
it. It's McDonald's. Yeah. Okay, they move it off of the heat lamp. I'm not sure. Oh,
I've been to places where I get my food before I get my card back.
Oh, rip. What? Where do they take your card?
My credit card?
Where do they take it? You said before you get your card back?
Yeah, no, I hand it to them. They swipe it. But in the meantime, the food's already coming out the window. Here's your receipt, sir.
Oh, I see. Well, anyway, I mean, that's okay. They want to have an app. That's fine. But hell, I'm not sure that I see that's an advantage. I'm not sure that people will feel very comfortable.
I won't
about
use
that.
It.
Well, the problem you run into then is if something is a matter, who do you talk to?
Siri.
Hello.
So that app thing sounds like they're probably just saving the time of buying the food and talking to the person and having to deal with that.
There you go. That's it. Okay. You don't want to talk to people at work at McDonald's. Is that what the app's about? Hello.
Well, it's not going to matter. They're not going to get the order right.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825.
800-450-5500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There are a lot of couples who would like to improve their marriage, but they don't know where to start. Well, here's a helpful idea. Don't begin with the how, start with the why. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When your marriage is in a crisis, it can be overwhelming. You and your spouse probably have lengthy lists of complaints about each other, and neither of you knows how to resolve them, or if you should even try. If that sounds like your marriage, then it's important to put first things first. Most couples spend a lot of energy thinking through how to fix their marriage. And those details are important, of course, because people do need practical solutions to their problems. But the mechanics of fixing a relationship won't typically breathe life back into your marriage. So in addition to the nuts and bolts, give special attention to the why. Think about why you fell in love in the first place. What were the dreams you once held for your relationship together? What do you hope your marriage could look like if it were truly healthy and whole? Answers to the why questions are what revive desire between a husband and wife. They also motivate couples to work hard at healing their relationship. As the well-known saying goes, where there's a will, there's a way. It's true in life, and it's true in rebuilding a marriage as well. To revive your marriage and help it thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
I've just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats.
The vitamins, the minerals,
it's got all the stuff in it that cats really like.
You don't even have to put food with the Dynavite. She will eat the powder right out of the scoop.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog.
She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Sammy, he's 13, 14 years old and running around a little bit more. His coat is a little bit softer and shinier.
Justin's eyes sparkle more. He bats at stuff. He kind of jumps around.
Daisy and Spooky have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again.
It is just the best Dynavite for cats.
859-428-1000. 859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Building a home can be a stressful and complicated process. Let Michael Schaefer at Schaefer Custom Homes ease your mind. He can build you a custom house, allowing you to make it into a home. His home buyers give him great reviews.
We were very impressed by his style and quality of his craftsmanship.
What made it so easy was how gracious and professional he was about everything.
Without a doubt, you have the best quality and features at the best price of any other home builder in the area.
Log on to SchaeferCustomHomes.net. Building better relationships. Schaefer Custom Homes.
Honey, hey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:49. The SEC and ESPN announced the November 27th Thanksgiving football game at Kyle Field between SEC Western Division rivals A&M and LSU, scheduled for 6:30, will be the day's big game on ESPN. Now, A&M has a history of playing on ESPN on Thanksgiving night, of course, starting back in 1985. The Aggies faced UT 11 times, with the Aggies winning 8 of 11. Texas A&M men's basketball sophomore-to-be Tavario Miller is competing for a chance to represent his home country this week during tryouts for the Bahama national team on the campus of Colorado State. The Long Island Bahama native played in 31 games during his rookie season in Aggieland, contributing 56 points, 74 rebounds, and averaged just under 10 minutes a game. Why Colorado? Well, because the head coach for the Bahama national team is actually a coach in the Rocky Mountain State. In the College World Series, Virginia held Vandy scoreless for all but one inning. But man, was it a costly inning. The Commodores capitalized on the Virginia starter Nathan Kirby's sudden loss of control, exploding for 9 runs in the third, and then held off the Cavaliers for a 9-8 win in Game 1 of the College World Series final. Game 2 of the best of 3 is tonight at 7 o'clock. In World Cup action, Brazil and Mexico clinched berths into the second round. Neymar scored twice for Brazil in the 4-1 rout of Cameroon. And this is the first of Mexico's 3 goals in 10 minutes.
Good corner! Goal! Mexico! The Captain Marvel! Rafa Marquez! With 19 minutes remaining!
Mexico went on to beat Croatia 3-1. So if you're the Mexican play-by-play guy, what do you do when you get 3 goals in 10 minutes? Well, on the last one, apparently it makes you sing.
Chicharo! 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 Chicharo!
Also yesterday, the Netherlands beat Chile 2-0 and Spain downed Australia 3-0. In Wimbledon, Andy Murray has begun his bid to become the first British male to retain the title since Fred Perry did it in 1936. He won in straight sets. Top seed Novak Djokovic won his opener in straight sets as well, along with second seed Li Na on the ladies' side, as well as the former number one Victoria Azarenka. In the NBA, a person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that Spurs forward Tim Duncan has decided to exercise the option on his contract and will return next season. He'll make $10.3 million next season in the final year of a 2-year agreement that allowed the Spurs to structure things in such a way to surround him with great players. The decision comes after the 38-year-old Duncan helped the Spurs win their 5th NBA championship in 16 years. Over to baseball now, where the Bombers' designated hitter Logan Nottebrook was awarded the TCL Player of the Week honors Monday after going 9-for-17, batting .529 in his first week with the team. Nottebrook led A&M with 8 home runs this spring, hit 2 with his in his Bombers' debut June the 18th against the Victoria Generals. The Brazos Valley Bombers, Texas Rangers, and Houston all coincidentally had the night off last night. Bombers are in action tonight at Acadiana, first pitch there 7:05. Detroit comes to Texas at 7:05, and Atlanta visits Houston. First pitch there at 7:10, and you can catch the Stros action on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In the NHL, goaltender Dominic Hasek, forwards Mike Modano and Peter Forsberg, and defenseman Rob Blake will enter the Hockey Hall of Fame together on November the 17th in Toronto. Mike Modano said of his Hall of Fame call, it was great news, but not quite as good as leading up to the birth of his first kiddo.
There's no question to be recognized by the committee of what your impact has meant for the game on and off the ice. And off the ice, you know, that's still to come. We're still 3 or 4 weeks away from that experience.
We'll keep it in hockey for just a second, where the Vancouver Canucks have hired Willie Desjardins as their new head coach. The 57-year-old earns his first NHL coaching job after leading the AHL Texas Stars in Cedar Park to the Calder Cup, which is the minor league equivalent to the Stanley Cup. And finally, Texas A&M sprinter Dion Lindor is one of 10 semifinalists for the Bowerman Award, which honors the top male and female collegiate athletes in track and field. The men semifinalists were chosen by the Bowerman Advisory Board yesterday. And that has been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The legal process can be overwhelming at times. And when you're looking for help, just remember one thing, one call, that's all. You'll reach the experienced trial lawyers of the Payne Law Group. We've been practicing law in the Brazos Valley for over 60 years. We're your friends, we're your neighbors, and we can help you through the court system. For personal injuries, big or small, just remember, one call, that's all. The Payne Law Group is here to help you.
Call toll-free 855-TXONECALL.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Valak is making a difference for you.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? When you turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your indoor comfort, they won't try to sell you anything. They'll just show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient carrier, Malik is offering up to $2,400 in credits and rebates. Malik proudly installs Carrier, but services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort.
Malik is making a difference for you.
License number TACLA 9262C.
South Fort Hill, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. You got tickets for the PRCA Rodeo. It's coming up going to be here 26th, 27th, and 28th. So that's this week. 695-1620, 695-1620. Got tickets for you.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
It's time to vote for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 14th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. So what are your favorite places for dining, banking, buying a car, and health and wellness? You can vote on the web now at bestofthebrazos.com. Click bestofthebrazos.com. Vote now in the 14th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
All right, let's give some tickets away. 695-1620 for tickets. Who's this?
This is Scott Fraley.
All right, Scott, I got a pair of tickets. Come by and pick them up, all right?
Thank you, sir.
You bet. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's the Bryan Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo. Who's this? Well, now you got to hang on. 695-1620 if you want some tickets. We got that for you. And look at that. It says WTAW right there on the back of the ticket. So that makes it worth
it. That makes it good, don't it?
Yeah, sure. That's for sure. All right. So over the past decade or so, there's been these ongoing studies concerning the nature and intelligence of various aquatic animals, including whales and dolphins and sea lions and octopi and others. But until now, they really haven't studied fish that much. Fish in general have just kind of been left out there somewhat out of the equation. They were considered mindless, emotionless, insensitive to the pleasure or pain of life. Well, a recent study at the University of Edinburgh found that fish are more intelligent than they appear.
Well,
you remember the amazing Mr. Lippid, right?
Yeah, of course.
In many areas, such as memory, their cognitive powers match or exceed those of higher vertebrates, including non-human primates. So, just saying. Hi there, who's this?
Clint Holden.
All right, Clint, I got a pair of tickets. Come by and pick them up, all right?
Perfect.
Thank you. All right, there you go. Hi there, who's this?
Hi, I'm...
Who are you? What's your name?
I'm Liz.
Liz who?
Hurley.
Liz? No, I'm not going to give to another Fraley, I'm sorry. Hi there. Nothing
hey,
against
there.
The Fraleys, I know them, but I'm not going to give two away to the same last name. Hi, who's this?
This is Ed Horton.
All right, Ed, come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you, all right?
All right, thanks, all right, sir.
Bye. My show, I make the rules, right? What? I'm just saying. Anyway, so our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's looking like we got a chance of some showers today, kind of like we had yesterday. Look for a high temperature today, about 91, 92, something like that. 40% chance of showers. 30% chance of rain tonight. Then a 60% chance of rain on Wednesday. And actually, we'll have a chance of rain all the way through Saturday. Right now, we've got 75 degrees as we approach 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station Bryan.